Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive into some more fascinating Bitcoin stuff?
Always ready. Let's go.
All right, so for today's deep dive, we're going to be exploring some pretty interesting Bitcoin use cases, and we're going beyond just the whole buying and selling thing.
Yeah, because we found some interesting sources that go beyond that.
Right, because, I mean, most people just think of it as a way to, like, invest or trade, but it turns out there's some really creative and practical ways that Bitcoin is being used out in the wild.
Totally. And it's kind of like Bitcoin is quietly becoming a part of our digital lives in ways we might not even realize.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who would have thought you could buy a domain name with Bitcoin?
Right. Like, I don't think most people even know that's a thing.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a sec. I mean, how does buying a domain name with Bitcoin even work?
All right. So basically, you know how you usually go to, like, GoDaddy or Namecheap to get a domain name for your website?
Yeah, you gotta have a .com or a .net or something like that.
Exactly. Well, it turns out that some of these domain registrars, the companies that manage these domain names, they've started accepting Bitcoin as payment.
So instead of pulling out your credit card or using PayPal, you can just transfer some Bitcoin to them and boom, you own that domain.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, it might seem like a small thing, but it actually opens up a lot of possibilities.
For sure. What are some of those possibilities? Like, why go through the hassle of using Bitcoin when you could just use a credit card?
Well, think about it this way. You've talked before about wanting more control over your data online.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Who doesn't these days?
Well, using Bitcoin for domain registration can actually give you a lot more control. You know how your credit card info or PayPal account can be tied to your real identity?
Yeah.
Well, with Bitcoin, it can offer a layer of privacy. You're not sharing sensitive financial information with the registrar, so there's less risk of your data being compromised in a breach.
Okay, I see. So less risk of those annoying data breaches we hear about all the time.
Exactly. And it's not just about privacy either. Think about censorship resistance. You know, in some parts of the world, governments or organizations can control access to websites and online services.
Yeah, like if they don't like what someone's saying or doing online.
Right. But if you own a domain that's registered with Bitcoin, it becomes much harder for them to shut you down.
Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. And another important thing to consider is accessibility. In some countries, people might not have easy access to traditional banking systems or credit cards.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that would be a problem.
But with Bitcoin, they can actually participate in the digital economy, you know, register a domain, build a website, even start a business online, all without relying on those traditional financial institutions.
That's pretty powerful. It gives people a lot more freedom.
Definitely. And speaking of freedom and decentralized systems, this kind of reminds me of another use case we came across. MonoVM.
MonoVM. Yeah, what was that all about?
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details.
Okay, so MonoVM is a virtual machine platform. Imagine it like a computer inside your computer, but totally isolated and secure.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a sandbox where you can run programs without affecting your main system.
Exactly. And it's actually a pretty big deal in the world of blockchain technology.
Why is that?
Well, blockchain networks are all about security and decentralization, right?
Oh.
So virtual machines like MonoVM, they provide this really secure environment to run applications, especially applications related to blockchain.
So is there a connection between MonoVM and Bitcoin specifically?
Well, based on the research we found, the connection is still a bit speculative, but it's really fascinating to think about.
All right. I'm intrigued. What do you mean?
So imagine if you could use Bitcoin to pay for computing power on a platform like MonoVM.
Like paying for server space with Bitcoin.
Yeah, essentially renting virtual servers and paying for them directly with Bitcoin, it could be a game changer for decentralized computing.
Okay, that's starting to sound pretty futuristic.
It is, right. But the potential is definitely there. And you know what's really cool? Think about all the benefits we talked about with domain registration, the privacy, the censorship resistance, the accessibility.
Yeah, it's all starting to come together.
Right. Well, imagine applying those same benefits to cloud computing.
Oh, wow. A decentralized cloud computing system powered by Bitcoin. That would change everything.
Exactly. I mean, it's still very early days for something like that, but it's exciting to think about the possibilities.
Yeah, it is. Who knows what the future holds? So to recap, we talked about buying domain names with Bitcoin, which could change how online businesses and creators work.
Right. And then there's this whole potential connection between Bitcoin and decentralized cloud computing through platforms like MonoVM.
And all of this kind of points to this bigger idea that Bitcoin is evolving way beyond its initial purpose. It's not just about speculation or investment anymore. It's becoming a tool for greater control, access, and innovation in the digital world.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
It really makes you wonder what other unconventional applications are out there just waiting to be discovered. Could Bitcoin be the key to like a whole new internet?
Yeah.
That's something to think about.
Lots to think about for sure.
Until next time.
See you next time.